Oh, hello.
How you doing?
All right.
Brent, is there anything you know defensively? I know you didn't give up any points, played pretty well. But is there anything you want to do better this week?
There's certain things that mistakes mentally we made, technique-wise, that allowed them to get a couple of first downs. And that last drive, we can't have that defensively. You always want that situation. You want to be on the field the last with the, you know, with the score in your favor, and be able to get off the field. And we didn't do a good job of that, so we have to make sure that that doesn't become a trend.
Was there anything on that last drive that particularly went wrong?
Mental mistakes. Nope. Too many mental mistakes. You can't have that in that situation. So hurry up. I know you have to think fast, but we have enough guys that have been through those things to be able to get our job done.
Fatigue was involved in that last drive. You guys
had been out on the field for a while. Doesn't matter. You put in that position, you're up defensively, you want to get off the field. It doesn't matter. Four minutes or something like that left? I mean, you can do something for 4 minutes. Whatever you have in your reserve tank, you just pour it out, and you have a couple of days to rest to get back if you need that.
You go from experienced quarterback, a lot of talent, Cincinnati, to a guy in Quinn who's young, inexperienced. Can you exploit any of that when you have a young quarterback?
It's pretty much the same game plan every week from every defense that I play, and this defense is no different. You want to disrupt the quarterback, no matter if he's been in there for 2 years or 13 or 8 or whatever. You want to disrupt. You don't want him to sit back there and feel comfortable in the pocket. So this week will be no different for us as a defense. Mike's going to call. He's going to call, and we're going to do our job to make sure we don't allow him to stay comfortable back there in the pocket.
Is your eye okay?
Looks. I love it, man. That's why I keep looking to the left so everybody can see the redness in the right side.
Where's the visor? You must not have got poked.
Yeah, I got poked. He got under there some type of way. Yeah, he got under there some type of way.
How does that happen? I mean, has that ever happened to you before?
No. It's the first time this it's happened. It's football. It's a physical sport. Kind of expect everything, and you play through it.
How do you feel about your performance in particular?
Real quick, following up. Just on the vision. Any problems or pain or
no.
Cause blurriness or anything? You're ready to go?
No, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Same question.
I'm sorry, it was kind of cut off.
That's okay. I was just wondering how you felt about your performance. Obviously, your off-season training was somewhat interrupted by injury. And just conditioning-wise, where did you feel?
I felt great conditioning-wise. I felt great. I was able to do everything that I thought I needed to do. A couple of bad angles I took at a couple of tackles, but for the most part, I felt pretty comfortable what I was asked to do, and just need to fix those things that I made mistakes on, and that'll take care of itself as long as I'm out there and I'm working hard.
Hey, Brian, you guys played three deep a lot of the game, and that's not something we've seen around here a lot. Was that just because of Cincinnati's potent passing attack, or is this something we're going to see every week where you just don't want to give up that big play?
You have to check it out for yourself. Can't give you any secrets. You know, we're just going to do a good job of trying to confuse the quarterback like we talked about earlier. And the end result of it may be a three deep. The end result may be a two deep shell, but it's going to be up for us as a safety tandem to be moving around a lot, to not allow the quarterback to see exactly what we're in, so that hopefully we're able to get some turnovers off of it.
You get a little more up for these games when you're going against a guy like Jamal Lewis who can really bring it?
No. I'm up regardless. I really am. I'm equal opportunity. I know what I have to do. I know my teammates are dependent on me to be a certain way. And if I need a trigger, so to speak, from another team, opposing team, to get me up every week, what if I don't have it 1 week? Now I don't have a trigger, so that means I can't play all out. No, I have to be the same way every week.
What kind of sense did you get of the pass rush the other day? Your pass rush,
Impact on how we play in the secondary. Everything starts up front. I mean, you guys have heard it for a gazillion years, and that's not going to change. When they're able to get pass rush early, that allows us to sit on things, and sometimes as a secondary, we have to hold on guys a little longer to give them a chance to second rush on a play action pass. So we work hand in hand. But those guys did a great job up there for us.
Reed's sack came on a three-man rush. I think it's probably been about 30 years since we've seen the Broncos sack a quarterback in a three-man rush.
Yeah. Well, that's a great effort. He got off the ball very well. The tackle was kind of still in his stance when he got off the ball. So, and that, again, that goes with us moving around. We have to continue to move around to confuse quarterbacks. You don't know we're going to rush three. If you know we're going to rush three, maybe he doesn't make that block or whatever. But if we're moving around, the quarterback does not know where the rush is coming from. The line doesn't know where the rush is coming from. That's all the more better for our guys up front.
Brian, Josh talked on Monday about how he could hear you on every offensive play yelling encouragement. You know, we saw the video of you pregame getting everybody hyped up. Where does this energy come from?
I'm a blessed man. I'm an anointed man to do what I do, and I don't take it for granted. And I love what I do. It's an opportunity for me to go out and have a great time. I mean, just this game of football, I mean, people who want to watch this interview would love to do what I do for a living. And people come to the games, they come to the game to have a great time. I go to the game to have a great time. So I'm not going to allow anything to deter me from that. So my preparation is key, my conditioning is key, and my belief in the abilities I've been blessed with to get the job done is key.
You've always been like that, even back to high school and stuff, getting,
yeah? Yeah. You know, in high school, it's a little different. You know, they tell you to tone it down. College, same thing, tone it down a little bit. But when I got to the NFL, as long I'm not trying to show off anybody, so I do what I do, and you know, my teammates love it.
Do you have anything special planned for pregame as you come out on the field?
Whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah. So it's all usually spontaneous.
Yeah, whatever I feel like doing. Yeah.
Brian, do you do more now to defy age than maybe more work or different work than you did when you were a younger player?
I think with age, obviously, should come wisdom. Not always for a lot of people, but for some people, excuse me. But I mean, just the things that I do, I stretch a lot more, massage a lot more, have my chamber that I get in on a consistent basis. So I take care of myself. I listen to my body. That's one thing that I've learned to do is listen to my body. My body's telling me something. You know, something's off. I listen to it and I take care of it right away.
What did you like from what Josh had to tell you when you became a free agent? What did he say that you liked that, you know, lured you to come in here? Was it, did he talk about you still being a three-down guy, or, you know, is that part of it?
Well, he saw me as a safety, a playmaking safety. Our conversations had nothing to do with limitations or my age. And from that, I respected that tremendously because I felt that I still can do what I need to do for my teammates, whether it be here or there. But in coming here, like I said, in previous conversations about Josh, we talked about winning now. It wasn't a win-later situation. I know that many of you guys don't feel that way, but I feel that way, and he felt that way. And then the respect that I had for Mike and what he's done, Nolan, on that defensive side of the ball, and the opportunity or the potential for him to use me in different ways, I mean, I welcome all that.
I welcomed all that. I know you weren't here last year. But, you know, I mean, there's been a big improvement in the Broncos defense this year. How much credit does Mike Nolan get? What has he done get you guys on the same page?
Well, it's a mentality that he wants us to play with. It's a toughness. It's a an attitude, so to speak, that he wants us to play with. And we have the guys that are capable of doing that if we know our jobs. If we're not thinking on the field, then we have the talent, the aggressiveness to get the job done. But he's just someone that has had success in the past. And when you have that, guys are going to buy into it faster, I believe. And then the personnel, we've gelled together. And, you know, accountability is very high on this defense as far as making mistakes. We're very accountable for our mistakes.
Does it help at all that there's a lot of new guys? It's not just yourself or, you know, a couple of guys, but wholesale, you guys all come in and kind of blend it together. Is that
anything? I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up there, I guess. As long as we gelled, it really didn't matter if we had a whole bunch of new guys or whatever, because the fact remains, even if a lot of guys were still here from last year's defense, it's still a new system that we're putting in. So we all have to learn this thing. I guess that's your question anyway. I guess I messed it up. But in that respect, yes, we're all learning the same defense and have to gel quick. So I erase all the other stuff I said.
Holiday said you were instrumental in talking him to come to Denver. Why did
I mean, man, Vonnie, we go back to old ACC days, you know, North Carolina, Clemson, and I've respected him for a long time, even from college, as far as his toughness, the things that he would be able to teach and do on the football field, the young guys who are learning a new defense, which defense that he's been in for a while. And I just thought that that's another talented guy that's sitting out there that could help us on the defensive side of the ball, get past rush, stop the run, and why not? All right.
Anything else? Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. All right.